Alright, so this is 8 Keys to Discovering the Right Body with You with the tool of Access Consciousness. Thank you all for coming. How many have done or heard of Access anything except for Joy saying, hey, by the way, there's this thing? Cool.
Yeah, I've listened to some things.
I gave him some of the MP3s.
Okay. Cool. So I'm going to explain a little bit about Access then, and the thing with Access classes is please, they're very interactive. We like to say there are no stupid people. There are no stupid questions. They're just stupid people who don't ask questions. Okay? And sometimes the question might not actually make sense to you, but you have an impulse or a compulsion to ask it. Please be aware you might be asking for somebody next to you or somebody else in the class or just somebody else in the building who is not able to vocalize it or verbalize it, might be too shy, who knows what, okay? So please, don't hesitate to ask questions. And we're going to be doing a lot of what's called verbal processing also. And in verbal processing, I'll ask a question. Sometimes you'll get an awareness of things. You might get a word or a story or sometimes it's just an emotion or you get nothing. But if you get a word or something, please feel free to share that. Bring it up, because that's what it is, it's addressing the energy, okay? So Access deals with energy. Oh, by the way, I'm Danielle. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Danielle.
Danielle.
Danielle, yeah. My mother wanted my life to be a little bit more complicated. So she put an O instead of an A and then a couple extra letters, because it's two N's and two L's, so it's always a lot of fun. I've been working with Access Consciousness for almost 5 years now, which is really exciting. And if you had known anything about me before, this would have been the last thing you would have ever expected me to be doing. I did professional media, as a promotional manager at a TV station, and I was very in my head, ignoring my body, ignoring anything that might have been possible outside the realms of the physical reality or, you know, the accepted mainstream of like, well, this is how it is and this is how it is. And which was interesting, and I was telling, I guess it was there a little bit. My mother was always on the search. She was always like, but what else is this? What about this? What is this possible? What is this? So she would come to me with all these different modalities, and she'd be like, read this. No. Read this. No. Come to this class. No. I was the most ornery, and resistant person you would have found, but at the same time I was also following my knowing, which is an interesting duplicity to live from. And so when Access came across, what it was is Dr. Dane here is the Gary Douglas is the founder, and Dr. Dane here came about 10 years after Gary founded it and really just kind of helped explode things. He helped bring a lot of awarenesses in, and he was on my mom's radio show. He called in. And for the first time, I went, I don't know what this stuff is, but I need to learn it. I need to discover it. And what I liked about it is it's all about the energy. And it's quick. It's easy. And Gary likes to say it's wild, it's wacky, and it works. Because it is. I've gotten into some of the craziest stuff I would have ever thought that was even possible in this. So has anybody done energy work to a degree or familiar with the energy that we all are? I mean, we've done yoga. We realize that our bodies are energy. The walls are energy. Floor, plants, animals, everything, right? Okay. Does anybody not know what I'm talking about? Okay. And, notice something. So let me know, because I'm just trying to take stock so I don't bore you with something that you're like, I know that. Okay. So, for me, I went in to Access because I wanted to change my life. It was really interesting because I thought, my life was in limbo. You know, that's the best way I can describe it. I had quit my TV job to go and help my mom take care of her parents in the last few years of their life. Okay? And I had quit the TV job because I had said, this job is killing me. the world is not a better place at the end of the day for what I've done. You know, as head of promotions, it was my job to tell people, sit down, watch TV, don't read a book, don't go outside, don't play with your friends, watch these really stupid shows, increase my ratings, ensure I had a job. And so once my grandparents passed away, I'm like, I don't want to go back to TV. What do I do? And I actually considered opening up a metaphysical bookstore, which is pretty damn funny, seeing as how I was the biggest skeptic. But I saw a need. You know, ever the practical person, oh, this will work. It wouldn't have worked in the town I live in. But during the course of that, I ended up finding this access stuff. And it changed every area of my life. And one area of my life I did not expect for it to change was my body. You know, I wasn't going in, going, I'm unhappy with my body, or I need something to change my body. That wasn't it. I just knew there had to be more. I was like, you know what? Whatever my life is like right now, it's changing, period. So my body changing was a side effect, which is pretty dang exciting. Because Access is all about oneness, consciousness, and empowering people to know that they know. I don't know for you. You know for you. Which is why with Access, it's all about questions. Never coming to an answer and never coming to a conclusion. Okay? Because every time you come to an answer or conclusion, once you've decided something is the way it has to be, nothing else that doesn't match that can come into your awareness. So you've therefore eliminated everything else that's possible. And the universe is out there going, you know what? I have A through Z, and that's just the first line, and then there's all the double A's and double B's and you know whatever. You can do all of this stuff. But then we go, but you know what? It has to be C. Whatever C is, that's the answer. And so, in essence, all the others go away. And the universe is sitting there going, wait, I have all these other choices. Please pay attention. We're like, no. Okay? So, with the verbal processing, what it is it's designed to move energy. Okay? Have you ever had a conversation with somebody or you walk into a room and you can instantly know what's going on, even not opening, not hearing anybody speak, just you know the temperature of the room, right? That's that energy. Or if you've had a conversation with somebody who's depressed, do you feel better at the end of the conversation, or do you feel a little bit heavier? Even if you're trying to make them happy, you know, you tend to feel a little bit heavier because that's that energy. As you're having this conversation, energy comes up, okay? So that's what the verbal processing aspect of this is I'll ask a question. Energy will come up. And an example is what energy, space, and consciousness can we all be to be... What energy, space, and consciousness can we all be to have total clarity and ease with this? Sometimes you might get a cognitive word, or you might hear a phrase, or you might have a memory, or sometimes it's just the energy of it, okay? Then what I'll do is say, anything that doesn't allow that, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate it? Can we destroy and uncreate energy? No. All I'm asking you to do is to let go of anywhere you've made that limitation, okay? Anywhere you've solidified that point of view, that whatever it is, whether it was 5 days ago, 5 years ago, 5 million years ago, okay? Because is time real or is time a man-made construct? Yeah, we made it so we know to be here at 2 o'clock on Saturday. So what I ask you to do is, will you be willing to destroy and create that? Let that go and have something new in your life. And if you say yes, that shows your willingness to say yes. I'm choosing something different. I'm letting go of that limitation, okay? Then I'll use the clearing statement. Okay, the first time I say the clearing statement, you're going to go, what the hell did you just say? It's a bunch of short speak for a very long thing. But in Access, we firmly believe that, you know, things need to be quick and fast, move on to the next thing, why dwell? Okay, so the clearing statement is right and wrong, good and bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Good news is you don't have to understand any of it for it to work. And there's actually a lot of explanation that goes along with that. And I'll get into it if you guys have a question. But basically all that's asking is, I'll ask you, will you surrender and create that? You guys say yes. And then that, like I said, to whatever degree you're willing. Everybody will have a different percentage of the degree you're willing. Okay? And so when you say yes, I'll say the clarity statement. And what that does is it asks the different levels of the energy to go back to that point and reverse it and change it. Okay? The right in the middle is pot and pock, which stands for point of destruction and point of creation. So what it does is when the clearance statement will actually go back to that point of creation that you created that and reverse it. Okay, you're asking the energy to go, you know what, shift that, take it back out of my universe so I didn't have that. And then the pod part is point of destruction, and that helps you to, everywhere you've been destroying yourself since then, to keep that limitation in place. Because how much energy do we actually spend going, no, I was right about that, no, I was right about that, no, I was right about that, no, I was right about that. Okay. You destroy yourself to keep a point of view locked into place. All right? So, this will be a quick intro class, a quick and dirty version of the clarity statement. Okay? But like I said, you don't have to understand anything for it to work. That's the great thing. It's all about energy. Energy is the first language. Energy is the body's language. Okay? And that's what we're here to talk about today, is the body's. Because under access consciousness is, it's part of access consciousness, is they have these right classes. Okay, right voice for you, right recovery for you, right relationship for you, I forget what the fifth one is, and right body for you. Okay? Right body for you is not about finding more or changing your body to the right body that media says it is, or that other people's points of view have been projected onto us, or what we think it should be. Right body for you is just about getting you to enjoy the body you have, getting you in communion with it, oneness with it, instead of that force, so that you and your body can create what your body wants to look like. Okay. Using these tools, even before Right Body for You was created, I took the core classes, which are BARS, is the first class, Foundation and Level 1. I took these classes and I took the tools, because that's what Access is. It's a set of tools. And that's the other thing I really liked about Access is it's like, you know what, here's a bunch of tools, use them if you want. It's not about me sitting there telling you, have you done this, have you done this, have you done this, have you done this? No. It's your choice. Okay? I give you the tools, you can choose to use it if you want. I'm here if you have a question. Okay? So I took these tools and I started using them. All these questions, all these clearing statements, all these ideas, all these possibilities, okay? And when I took my first BARS Foundation and Level 1 class, which is in essence 5 days, my body was a very heavy 16, size 16. And for being 5'2", it's a pretty heavy weight. And my heaviest, I was also actually a size 18. And that's how I knew my job was killing me. And I was only living in my head because I was completely ignoring my body. Okay? So, I did that, and 4 weeks later, I went to my first Costa Rica 7-day intensive trip and for Access. And I had gone from that tight 16 to a size 6, doing nothing but asking questions and letting go of the limitations and the reasons I did the weight and did all that kind of stuff. Okay? And then I did some fun stuff and fought back into some crap. Because, you know, we're cute that way sometimes. And, you know, and I went back up to a size 8, which technically is what these jeans are. And what I've also given up, I gave up weighing myself a long time ago, and I gave up even clothing sizes. You know, a big part of this Right Body for You thing might be like, I went from a 16 to a 6 in 4 months, which is true, but it's also crap. Because it doesn't matter what size the clothes are, it doesn't matter what the scales say. You know, we all know muscle weighs more. Since my first day of an Access class, I have not weighed myself. You know, people ask me, how much have you lost? I'm like, I have no idea. And it pisses them off. That's the funny thing. I have no idea. They're like, oh, whatever. I'm like, no, really. And so I brought a little thing, just a few old pictures. My friend did this. One of the friends I used to work with in TV posted some pictures on Facebook. And I just sat there and was like, holy crap. On one of them, I'm like, who are those people? I didn't even recognize myself anymore. And that's what the really neat part was. And so I want to pass around this picture, these pictures. And like I said, take a look at them And it's not so much the size about the body, but take a look at the eyes. You know, it's the eyes that are dead. It's really interesting. There's no light there. So it's not about the size of the body, it's about that I wasn't there. And my body was waiting for me. So, and I was like, take a look at that. And what's really exciting is Gary and a co-author are writing a book, a Right Body for You book, and I get to be one of the main subjects of it. And so I was interviewed by her, and it was really interesting. It's coming out in the spring, so I'm very honored to be a part of this and my story, and to facilitate these classes. Because Gary noticed that if people came to an Access class to change their life, their body changed. And if they came to Access to change their body, their life changed. So we're really looking at this embodiment thing. It's like, well, what else is possible here? What are we not seeing? Okay? So this is where the birth of Right Body for You came. Okay. So today we're going to talk about 8 tools that you can use to have the right body for you. And again, what if the right body for you is closer than you think it is? Okay? What if it's not that image in that magazine? What if it's not the show I watched last night, you know, where the girl looked like this big around? What if that's not what the right body for you is? What if you have the right body for you? What if there's nothing wrong with your body now? Okay. All right, so I did that's a very quick intro to Access and Right Body for You. Does anybody have any questions before we get into the keys? Cool. All right.
That's you, these pictures?
Yeah.
Wow.
But like I said, look at the eyes. Isn't that interesting?
That's
where it's
very,
just like,
I would have said, I was like, is that your, that's like a sister or somebody.
Yeah. I mean,
wow.
It's, and yeah, thank you. And that's what's really neat. And it was really sweet because I showed some of those pictures to the lady who's writing the Right Body for You book. And I never noticed I did this, but she brought it up to my attention. She's like, you know what? She goes, what I really like about, she goes, you look at these pictures and you smile. She goes, I've seen people look at pictures of them when they're heavier or whatnot, and they sit there and go, don't look, you know. She goes, but you smile. And I said, well, yeah, because Access is about not judging. So why would I judge myself for that? Why would I judge myself for who I was then? Then would be just as bad as judging me now, which is actually one of the tools. I'm jumping ahead. I'm not very linear. I used to be linear. I've given that up also. And don't worry, I actually have a handout of all the different points. So don't have to, you know, like, okay, 1 was this, 2 was this, 3 was this. There won't be a test. And so you don't have to worry about it. Remember. Okay? All right, so I know, and I'm so excited. It was so, because when I talked to Joy about the class, you know, usually I wear the dress and the heels and everything, which don't get me wrong, I love it. Me and my buddy love heels and love the dresses and everything. And she's like, oh no, everybody's going to be really comfortable. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, what am I going to wear? And I came to an awareness. I need more clothes. I did. I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to wear. Which is how I ended up in jeans. I'm like,
jeans and a shirt that matches the studio perfectly.
I know, right? I like green. Green and purple tend to be my favorite colors lately, which really works in this place. Okay. All right, so this is not a trick question, but how many people here have a body? Right? And so in that moment, okay, so play a couple games with me. In that moment, in the morning, when the alarm goes off, and before your mind starts going, and the to-do list starts, what am I doing today? You know, there's that brief moment. The alarm goes off, your to-do list kicks in. What do you tend to do? Do you rub your face? Do you stretch? Do you sit on the side of the bed, look at your feet, go, yep, they're still there? You know, what do you do? People usually are reconnecting with their body then. It's interesting. Think about that. Take that moment and look at that space of time. What do? You usually touch yourself. I don't mean touch yourself. Of course, you can do that too. But, you know, it's like, oh, you know. Good morning, you know.
Hello.
We're slightly awake.
Time to go to work.
You know, it's a good morning.
It's a good morning.
Right?
Some are better than others.
We don't take ourselves too seriously. We're pretty irreverent about everything. As a matter of fact, there's in Access, we have something called the Ten Commandments. And Gary Douglas, it's just irreverent enough and sacrilegious enough to be funny for him. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just edited a video together of Gary talking about what it's, or sorry, Dane talking what it's like to be in a class with Gary. And he said, Gary's level of allowance, awareness, and perception is greater than anybody he's ever met. And his level of irreverence is greater than anybody he's ever met. Gary is one of my favorite people in the world. He really is. I have such a respect and gratitude for this man. And it's funny because he's not the guru type. I expected him to be, you know, expectations, another form of a, we have something decided, right? Oh, this is what they're going to be like. You know, which, okay, that's a good one. Let's start with that. Okay, so any projections, separations, expectations, and rejections we have about this class, our bodies, can we destroy and uncreate those beliefs times of Godzilla?
Yes.
Thank you. Right, run good, bad, apocalypse, poison, beyond. And like I said, you don't have to be aware of anything. You don't have to feel anything. You just say, yes, it'll work. That's the great thing. Okay. And then I totally went off on a squirrel moment. I'll do that. Squirrel. So has anybody seen the movie Up, the cartoon? Okay. You know how the dogs are always, you haven't seen it? All right. It's a Disney, Pixar, one of those two, cartoon. And there's these dogs, and they have these collars so they can talk. And they're always getting distracted by these imaginary squirrels. And so, you know, they go like, they're like, hi, my name is Doug. My master made me this collar so that I may talk to you. He is a good and kindly master squirrel.
Yeah.
He is a good and kindly master so that I may talk to you. And so I call him squirrel moments. So I have to figure out a way to get the video in class because I use that all the time, squirrel moments. So we're a ribbon. You know, laugh, have fun. Move around, scratch yourself, whatever happens, okay? So, in that, back to that moment, before you, when you wake up, and the to-do list kicks in, you're reconnecting with your body. And what's interesting is how many people spend the rest of that day ignoring their body. You know, we've all been guilty of that to a degree. Some more than others. And so, what if life would get easier working with your body instead of fighting against it all day? Anything that's allow that to come into your awareness as a possibility? Can we just start and create that, please?
Yes.
Okay. Right, wrong, good, bad, hope, pocket, my shirt, poison, meals. Okay. So, I am going to ask for what I call the crazy mind answer. Okay? And what I mean by that is the first thing that comes into your mind, whether it makes sense or not, okay, that's your knowing kicking in. Because, you know, that first answer that comes up, how many of us have been to a test and known what the answer was but couldn't show our work? And then we talk ourselves out of being something, you know, into something else, right? That's why the tagline, slogan, or whatever Access is, empowering you to know that you know. Because you do know. Okay? And interestingly enough, side note, squirrel. This is why we call ourselves facilitators instead of teachers. Because I don't have anything to teach you. You may not have the awareness of everything right now, but you do know. Somewhere you know. And that's why we call ourselves facilitators, is because the definition of facilitation is to create ease and to assist. So that's all I'm doing, is assisting you back to your awarenesses, back to your own knowing. Okay? So, crazy mind answer, the first thing that comes to your mind when I ask you this next question, before the logical mind goes, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so, what point of views do you guys have about bodies?
Harry.
Harry. Excellent.
Anybody else?
Open.
Open? Cool.
Negativity.
Yeah. Some people, it's like a slab of meat, or it's the anchor. You know, these are some answers I've heard in other classes, or that, you know, it's the thing we have to live through to get to the next state. That's one of my favorites. We have to live through it to get to the next state. What's next? Louisiana. Sorry, I forgot what state I was in. What's next to me? So everything that is, every point of view, we've locked into a place and locked into our bodies, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate that place?
Yes.
Right, wrong, and bad, apocalypse, first boys and beyonds. All right, so, again, what point of views do you have about bodies?
Comparison.
That's a good one. A little bit of energy on that one.
Conformity,
yeah.
Limiting.
I'm sorry?
Limiting.
Yeah. Anybody else? Cool. So everything that is, destroy and uncreate it, please?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, off, my trick, boys and beyonds. And why I do a question again and again and again, verbal processing, is because we've created this pile of crap of our judgments, our decisions. And when I ask the verbal problem, when I do the question the first time, it creates a layer, or it destroys one of the layers, and then you get to see what's underneath it as well. Okay? I call it following the trail. More is revealed. It's like, you know, has anybody refinished an old house? You take off the yeah, the sealer. What's the thing on the floor?
Varnish
or carpet or whatever. Yeah, you know, you find a mural underneath, or you find hardwood floors underneath, right? Okay, so that's what we're doing. We're discovering what's underneath, okay? And not, oh, the true me is underneath. It's like, no, we've built these limitations upon 4 trillion years of our lives. And so, you know, we're letting this go. That's where I kept saying about the willingness, okay? To whatever degree you're willing. Some of us may be 10% willing, some of us may be 80% willing. And so I ask again. And the great thing is, you come to it from that new place. Because every time you say yes, every time you do a pod-poc, that's the short speak of verbal processing, every time you do a pod-poc, you come to it from a new place. Okay? You've let that go, you've shifted it, you are new in that 10 seconds. Okay? So, one more time. What are some points of views about bodies? Don't have to be yours.
They get sick.
The age, yeah. That's my favorite. They have to fall apart and disintegrate. I don't think so. And what's interesting is when I lived in Utah, remember I said I moved there to take care of my grandparents. When they both died, I inherited the house. It was a 55 and older community. That was a fun experience to live there. And it was interesting to see, and that's when I was discovering the Right Body for You tools and really getting into the use of using them, my sentence structure. And I was seeing these people, and 55 and older community, I would see somebody who could hardly move, you know, and I would look at them and talk to them. Fixed point of view. Then there's people like my mother and my stepfather, who also lived in the complex, and he's at 73. Sure, his birthday's in January. I think I'll age him a year already. Is still skiing. Is still going to the gym every day. You know, and my mom, she hasn't even turned gray hair yet. She's 7 years old, and they're like, "You're not 70." She's like, "Bless you." You know. Mm-hmm. And they're fluid and they're flexible, but they're willing to change. They're willing to ask questions. They're willing to see what else. They don't have these fixed points of view. So that point was really shown to me is that fixed points of view are what if the biggest detriment to a body is the points of view we have about it? Mm-hmm. Okay? So everything that is and everything that brings up and everywhere in your universe is that you win. What? Can you destroy and uncreate that, will you please?
Yes.
Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, the bottom line, George, boys, and beyond. All right, so. And a tool I want you to use throughout this entire class, And anytime you do, I don't know, living your life, if you hear nothing else but this tool, please use this one. Okay? If it feels light, it's true for you. If it's heavy, it's a lot. Okay? And you notice I said if it's light, it's true for you. It might not be true for somebody else, but it's true for you. Okay? So, this is what I talk about, people. We know, we function from our knowing whether we're aware of it or not. How many times have we said in our life, I knew I shouldn't have done that? Yeah. Yeah, you did know. Okay? And so, think back to those moments before you did whatever you knew you weren't supposed to do. Did it have a heaviness about it? Yeah. So this is what I'm talking about. You know this tool. I'm just shining a light on it. Okay? It's an inherent thing. If it's light, it's true for you. If it's heavy, it's a lot. I do that about deciding which grocery store to go to. Am I going to Kroger or am I going to H-E-B? H-E-B feels heavy. I go to Kroger. You know, whatever it is. So please use this tool in everything. And everything anybody ever tells you, including me, okay? Please, don't take anything I say like, oh, well, it must be the way. No. Gary Douglas loves it when somebody questions him. Not from the point of being ornery or snotty or, you know, defiant, but just like an honest, that doesn't make sense to me. What do you mean? He'll be like, okay, cool, ask a question. Be in your own knowing, okay? So, everything I'm saying, if it's true for you, if it's light, it's true for you. If it's heavy, it's a lie. Cool? All right. So, key number one. Are you an infinite being?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, no matter what mode, method, modality, religion you follow, it's pretty much a truth. You have been, you are, and you will be. Okay? So, try another little game with me. Everybody close your eyes for a second. Find the outside edges of your body. Hair follicles, fingernails, toenails, toe jam between your toes, yeah, whatever it is. Can you find those edges? Yeah. Okay. Now, find the edges of you, the infinite being. Can you find them? Or are you everywhere you look? Are you in every space in this room? Of this building? Of this state? Are you there? Yeah. Cool. Open your eyes whenever you're ready. So, if you're that big of a being, are you in your body? Or is your body in you? Everything that is and everything that brings up, will you just try on creative things?
Yes.
All right, wrong with that in the bottom of my shirt. Boy, do you. I know this kind of flies in the face of, you know, everything we've been taught about the soul. I even watched the Twilight show where, you know, the doctor was trying to find the soul and it was this little thing in the middle of the body and all that kind of stuff. But what if your body and embodiment is the tool to this reality? Okay? So just look at that. What makes you feel lighter? That we're in our body, or that our bodies are a part of us, the infinite being? Which feels lighter to somebody?
Second one.
A second.
Yeah. Our bodies are a part of us. All right. And then on that, as we're in the infinite being, why would we have to create a body that's finite? That disintegrates, that gets old and dies? Or is it where we're buying into this reality again, these fixed points of view?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Hmm. So, that's the first tool. You are an infinite being. Is your body in you, or are you in your body? Okay. And everything that is, everything that brings up, I know I can feel people going, okay, so everything that is, will you please just try and uncreate it?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, hop, hop, and light, short, poison, balance. And again, you don't have to get every part of it. If it's light for you, it's true. If it's heavy, it's a lie. Or there's light there you bought. Or ask a question. You know? So say, I so don't get what you're talking about. So, all right. Number two. Your body has a consciousness of its own. Okay. So, that being said, do animals have a consciousness? Do the plants, the gardens, nature have a consciousness?
Yes.
Do our the buildings, does this room, does Joy's yoga studio have a consciousness?
Yes.
Yeah. But how many of us discount the consciousness of our bodies?
That is. I actually have a question about this because is it saying that the consciousness of your body is separate from you? Because, like, that's what it's
good
like.
Question.
That doesn't feel, you know?
Yeah, no,
or is it just like a denser version of the infinite you?
Actually, that's a great question. And the way I look at it is, that's why I said earlier our bodies are a tool. And I'm doing this series later called Exploring Embodiment because I started looking at our bodies and how this consciousness, having its own consciousness, and I'm like, I did the same thing too. I was like a head scratcher. I'm like, alien with me, what's going on here? You know, I don't quite get that. And so I started looking at that, and we always separate our bodies from this earth. Okay? We walk upon it. We and our bodies are like, you know, lord and dominion over it. What are our bodies actually made of?
Dirt.
Chemical structure. They are, you know? I mean...
Stuff.
You're dirty.
That's true.
Yeah. Look at the periodic table.
Right.
Our bodies are there. Okay? So what if our bodies are a tool we've created to lock us... Not lock us, but to... what's the word?
Experience.
Well, yeah, the connect us to this reality, to this earth. Because it's made of elements of this earth, not another planet. Our bodies won't work on another planet. The infinite being would work on another planet, but not our bodies. Okay? So our bodies connect us to this earth, this reality. Okay? And what are bodies? Okay, welcome to the deep end.
Atoms, electrons, protons.
And what do we do with our bodies? This is the trick question. I'm so bad at trick questions because I tell you the trick questions. What do we do with our bodies?
Process the information.
Yeah.
Out there.
We filter.
Yeah.
Hurt them.
I'm sorry?
Hurt
them. That's what, yes. And everything that is destroying uncreated foods.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Running at them, talking like boys, man. Yeah, our bodies are a sensory organ that tells us and communicates everything that's going on. How other people are feeling. How we're feeling. What's going on. How do we know when we're afraid?
Our central nervous system does something.
Yeah.
Yes, it does something.
Yeah, we process that as awareness through our bodies. Okay, and that's chemical. Absolutely. How else do we know we're afraid? We just know.
Physical,
right?
Like
yeah.
Just pit of your stomach and
yeah,
like a something.
Exactly. And where are we getting these awarenesses from?
Sensory perception.
Our bodies, yeah. Sensory perception. You know, we walk into that dark alley. We shouldn't be here. How do we know that?
Right.
It's a dark alley.
It's
right?
American Horror Story.
And it feels heavy. Yes, exactly. Woohoo! We can leave now.
It's just your groceries bag. Okay, it's okay. It's not heavy.
But you know, it's like I was in New York and we were walking back from the Empire State Building late when or no Broadway. I don't remember. Not important. We were walking down the street. It was late at night. We were just walking. She's like, you want to catch a cab? The lady who lives there. And I'm like, no, let's just walk a little bit further. You know, I so enjoyed being able to walk around. And then all of a sudden, I went, we need to get off the streets. She's like, okay. She's
yeah.
used to me just going, let's just get off the streets. So she's like, okay. So we caught a cab and went home. How did I know? I had no cognitive awareness that it was time to get off the streets. what my body told me. I had that chemical reaction and what causes that chemical reaction?
Energy.
Yeah, exactly.
Signal.
Becoming more aware of it, and we're more aware of it with our bodies. It's tactile. Energy is all around us. You know, if we could vibrate at the same speed of the wall, we could walk through it. So that energy is the malleable, pliable thing around us. Okay? Our body is a receptors telling us these things. Okay? Mm. And the other note to that story is later on, she was like, I wondered, I thought you knew that the next block all the clubs and everything started. I'm like, no. I just knew. Get off the streets. Catch a cab now. Okay? My body gave me the awareness. Okay? So when we're talking about, is this separate consciousness from ours? To a degree. Because is our body more willing to be aware of everything that's going on around us? Does it have less fixed points of view than the infinite being going, well, this is the way it should be, and this, you know, there's nothing wrong with this street or whatever. So, yes and no about having a separate consciousness, because it's our consciousness. But we've created it. It's not anything separate from us. Okay? Our bodies, you know, doesn't make it feel lighter to think that our bodies are not separate from us. It's a part of us. We cannot exist in this reality without it.
Right.
And how much of it would we miss? Yeah, there's entities and ghosts and whatever you, American Horror Story, you want to talk about, you know. How much of this reality do they miss? The sun on their skin, your butt on the floor, you know. How much, you know, a caress.
Getting dirty.
I love to garden. I love getting dirty, you know. Dirt underneath my fingernails. Rock on. You know, and how much of that would you miss without the body?
How does this compare, like, say, like, ego and self work? Because I always...
Like your mind.
Like, who was it? Was it Eckhart Tolle? Mm-hmm. He wrote, and there was, he said, when you're having this conversation in your head, there's the question and the answer, and you're talking to yourself. There are there two of you, or are there one of you? It's the I and the self kind of thing. So this is what keeps, like, coming up in my head, because... It's like, I don't think your body has judgment. It's your brain that's telling you that you have judgment. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Exactly. So. As I said, is your body more willing to not have... Is your body? That's why I asked, is your body more willing to have the awareness of everything? So,
yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah. The body doesn't have a fixed point of view. We do. We, the infinite being. And our bodies... What if our bodies are nothing but a reflection of those fixed points of view? I would postulate, what if our bodies are nothing but a sum, lump sum of our judgments? That feels warm and fuzzy, doesn't it? So everything that is and everything that brings up, can we destroy it uncreatively?
Yes.
Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, but fuck on my choice for something else. Okay. I heard an inhale. I didn't know if it was a question or just a, oh, crap. Okay. So, yeah, we went on the tools. Your body has a consciousness of itself. We are so impressed. Okay. I don't usually have a sheet. I usually just follow where the energy goes. It's so funny. I do a radio show Saturday mornings, and I'll have, like, 4 pages of notes, and I do none of them because I don't pretend to be in charge of the show. The show just goes that way or that way. You know, nothing but squirrel moments.
Squirrel.
Yeah. Total squirrel moments. Oh,
right,
my God.
Or like shiny chicken, too. That's a good one.
The
shiny
what?
Chicken.
Every chicken, yeah. Exactly. Okay, so your body has a consciousness of its own. What that means is we animate it. Yes. If we weren't with our bodies, unless we're talking zombie movie, Walking Dead, do our bodies move? No. So we are the living driving force of our bodies, okay? But every molecule has consciousness, yes? Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't the molecules in our body have consciousness? Okay. Yeah, I'm not talking separate. It is us. We've created this. It's like the tail of the Avatar. Has anybody seen the movie Avatar? Okay. I just don't know what to do with you.
Yeah, I know. I'm not, all believe it.
In the movie Avatar, they actually have a tail. And what they can do is they plug it into this tree or this horse or whatever, and it creates this oneness, it creates this connection with everything around them. What if our bodies are that for this reality? Okay. They're the conduit. They're the consciousness. Okay. So, body has a consciousness of its own. It will do what you ask. On the third tool code is the same, or blends in. Third tool, stop judging your body and you. Remember what I asked us a couple minutes ago? What if your bodies are nothing but a lump sum of judgments that you have? How many people get up in the morning after the to-do list kicks in and you make it to the bathroom and you're looking in the mirror? How many people go, bright sunny day, da 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 da? Or do you go, oh my gosh, you're looking tired. You're looking this, you're looking that.
Is that a new wrinkle?
Is that a new wrinkle? Wasn't that 2 inches higher yesterday? Yeah. Oh my gosh. You know? Not a good mirror day. Okay? So, let me ask you a question. Have you ever had to, like, in a work environment, work with somebody who was totally snarky, totally judged you, and just bugged the ever-loving crap out of you?
Yes.
You just hated being in the same room with them. Yeah. Yeah, right? Okay, so they're having a party Saturday night. You want to come?
No.
So, tool number two, your body has consciousness of its own. Tool number three, stop judging it. You spent the day judging the crap out of your body. Does it make it feel better? Or does it make it feel worse?
It feels worse.
Yeah, it makes it feel worse. Okay. And everywhere y'all want to go into, oh, I judge my body all the time, I'm such a bad person, stop judging you. That's why that's the other half of that. So everything that is, we destroy it uncreatively.
Yes.
Thank you. You're on good, bad, but puggle nights with boys and girls. So yeah, stop judging your body, and then stop judging you for what you think you've done to your body. Everybody close your eyes for a second, please. Connect to your body. Does your body hold any animosity towards you? Does your body sit there and go, you know what, I can't wait to get rid of this infinite being? No. And interestingly enough, how many of you feel better just with that small reconnection? How many of you feel lighter already? Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Okay. You can open your eyes whenever you're ready. Or close them. That's cool. So, you know, I talked about the 55 and older, how the community, the people who can hardly move, they had all these fixed points of views. That's all these judgments. Okay. The way a body has to look. The way it has to disintegrate, the way once you're 50, it's downhill from there. Or when, you know, you lose your sex drive, your butt falls, you need more support, whatever. So all those fixed points of view, can we destroy and uncreate those, please?
Start yes. Over
nine. Thank you. Right, I'm good, bad, hot, on my shirts, boys and beyond. Okay, number four. Woohoo! Number four. It only took me an hour to get halfway done. All right. Number four.
Wrong track.
Okay, stop trying to fix your body. What if there's something wrong with it? And what if it didn't have to be broken to change? Okay? We've been taught in this reality, find out what's not working, fix it. So how much of our bodies have we destroyed so we can fix it? Instead of just going, hey, what do you want to be today? So everyone we've bought that as real and true. The only choice and the only possibility that our bodies have to be broken to be fixed, or that they have to be fixed at all, can we destroy and create that, please?
Yes.
Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, apocalypse, short voice of God. And does fixing your body require judgment?
Yes, because yes. You have to judge what's wrong.
Yeah.
That needs to be fixed.
Isn't that amazing? And everywhere we're doing that in all aspects of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Not just our body, with our finances, with our relationships, with our jobs. You know, we've been implanted with this point of view that it has to be broken to fix it. Or if we've got it right, we can't change it. Well, what if this 10 seconds I want to choose something else? Okay? So everywhere we've bought into that implant that's real and true, the only choice and the only possibility that exists out there, can we destroy and uncreate that, please?
Yes.
Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, apocalypse, short boys, beyond. I like that one. Sometimes everybody perceives energy differently. And if you're in a class with Gary and Dane, they shake their hands, and some people do that. I tend to feel it behind my right eye. It's a lot of fun. If there's a lot of intensity to the energy, they'll go right here. And I'm like, I asked my body, okay, can we do this another way? Which, I don't even know if that's a tool. But anywhere we're buying into the point of view that either our bodies have dominion over us or we have dominions over our body, can we destroy and take that place?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, on my truth, poison, meds. Because what if you could be in communion with your body? You know, how I just, you know, offhandedly said, you know, I get the pain behind my right eye, my way of perceiving energy, and I'm like, okay, body, can we do this a different way? Yeah. What if we could have that communion with our body and connection to where we go, let's do this differently? You know, I've even done it where I was on a trip, and I had a limited supply of clothes. And for whatever reason, my body and I had decided to get a little bit bigger that day, whatever it was. And so the pants, the only pants I had to wear, were a little bit too tight that morning. So I'm like, all right, body, whatever this is, whatever created this, however I contributed to this, I'm sorry. Wherever I asked for this, I destroy and uncreate it. Let's fit into these pants, because it's a long day. And it's going to be an uncomfortable day if we're not fitting into these pants. Sure enough, I had no problem. By the time I walked into the class, they fit normally. So, again, everywhere we think we have dominion over our body, or our body has dominion over us, or that bodies can't change on a dime, that they can't instantly change, can we destroy and uncreate them?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, on my shirt, boys, meow. Because technically what I did, when I went from a tight 16 to a 6 in 4 months with no drugs, no sweating, no starving, no nothing, technically it shouldn't have been possible in this reality. My mom's a nutritionist. I've hung out my entire life with homeopaths and herbalists and doctors and DOs and you name them. I know them. I know how the body's supposed to change. You can only lose 2 pounds a week and be safe. Because if you do it any faster than that, then it's going to come back, or it's not real, it's true. It's just water weight, and you're full and stuff. And then if you're not like this, you have to be more acidic. And then, I know. Everywhere we knew, and everywhere we're buying, is that the only way to change bodies? Can we destroy and uncreate that, please?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, on ice, shorts, boys, beyonds. My mom still has 2 hours of the nutrition show every Saturday morning also. I spend those 2 hours when I listen.
No judgment.
Well, it's just like this. There's five kids in my family. I'm the youngest. I have 2 older brothers and 2 older sisters. And we joke that my oldest sister is the nice sister. And then my other sister and I, we joke that we're the mean and honorary sisters. And like whenever we get together, she's like, "I'm mean today. Are you honorary? I'll be honorary." Okay. And what's interesting is, you know, are those fixed points of view? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so since then, I've pod-popped any judgment on it. And now I just play with it. Do I agree with it? No. But I say, you know, I play with my family, and you know, that's so cool. So my sister, who is the nice sister, she listens every Saturday. I'm so proud of her. But I will spend the hours when I listen to her show pod-pocking the way it has to be. Asking, does this feel light? Does it work for me? Okay. And everywhere it's like, you know, my mom had me. She goes, "Oh, you have to take this vitamin D because it's this." And the vitamin D doc was on, and he wrote this book, and it's amazing. I went, "Okay, body, I think I'm jumping ahead to a tool. But you can ask your body what it would like." So I went, "Body, do you require vitamin D?" And I got a yes. I'm like, "Okay, cool." And then I also ask my body how much to take. Because I don't care what the doctors say. What's right for my body? Okay? Mm-hmm. Right? what's right for your body. And so I'd ask it. And then I ask it every day. It's like, okay, vitamin D was good today. Today, body, do you still require vitamin D? Yes, no, whatever. You know, so I took vitamin D for about a week.
Are you getting this yes, like, in the back of your head? Just because like, there's, like, kinesiology.
No, that's a good question. And actually, we usually do muscle testing.
Yeah, okay.
And it's a great way to start.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way I found that I can't cheat, because let's be honest, I can cheat. So that's the only way I'm a cheater of magnitude possible. Which is, I think, why I like the access tools, because it's so quick. It's like, you know, I'm going to make that up. Cool. It doesn't have to be hard. Everywhere we think it has to be hard. And all those, no pain, no gain, no guts, no glory. Unless you're bleeding.
Just pain is fear leaving the body.
Oh my God. Wow, thank you for that one.
There you go. Good marketing.
Yeah. So everything that is and all the Shikyu implants and explants associated with that, again, you don't have to understand that, but energetically you do know, all the Shikyu implants and explants associated with that, holding that kind of stuff in place, will you please destroy and uncreate it? Time to go through.
Yes.
Thank you. Right when we back up, I'll make sure voice will be honest. All right, so, kinesiology. So, yeah, what I do when I started off asking my body questions is I would stand with my feet, ankles together, kind of loosen my knees, you know, and then you can ask, but I haven't found anybody yet that forward isn't a yes and backward isn't a no, okay? And so you start by, like, if you're asking your body what it wants to eat, I would have held the vitamin D to my solar plexus and gone, okay, like, I'll move water so I have it. Like, okay, body, you want some of this water?
A lean test.
Huh?
A lean test.
Yeah. That's the only way I can't cheat. And so you can do it that way. And if you, so you get forwards as a yes. I mean, you can ask your body to show you. Body, show me a yes. Body, show me a no. Okay?
Do you think it works if you have your eyes closed and somebody handing you? Because I'm afraid that I cheat. I've done that before.
Absolutely. I do that all the time. Because your body knows. Your body has the awareness. And it's like, my mom... I love my mom. I do. I respect her. She's another one of my most favorite people in the world, and she has a heart, you know, that's the size of this world. She sent me a box. I'm not kidding. She sent me a box of supplements. And I'm like, all right, body, anything in here you actually require? First question before I open the box, right? And I got a yes. I'm like, okay. And another way I receive yeses is I feel a lightness. And everybody receives it differently. So I can tell you how I perceive it, and then you'll just have to play with it and discover what's true for you. Okay? For me, a yes, this is, you know, the backwards and forth. But also I get a lighting. It actually feels like I get lit up. Or a tingling sensation that kind of starts here and goes up my neck. And then if it's a no, I can actually feel like a weight. I'm not sitting here going like leave indentations. But that's for me a no. I just feel a little bit of a heaviness. Okay? And then what you can do with that is you start asking questions. Get used to it. Build the muscle. Because, yeah, we may all know these things, but sometimes we have to rebuild the muscle, you know, to get used to using. So do things like, my name is Fred. No. You know? And I'll even do yes, no, and try each one on to see how it works. Or, my name is Danielle. Yes. You know, I just kind of get it lighter. So ask yourself some questions that you are very aware of what the answer is. You know, hard to deny it. Not like, I need vitamin D. That's a lady with things, you know, what your name is. I haven't found anybody yet that water's not good for them. Or, you know, so things like that. And get used to building that muscle. Okay, does that make sense? Anybody else have any questions about that? Okay, cool. Thank you for asking. Okay. All right, number five. Ask your body what it would want to look like. How many... I love people's looks when I say this. Ask your body what it wants to look like. Because I go, like, what are you smiling? smoking? Did you smoke something before you came to class?
Why aren't you sharing?
Right? Exactly.
That's the post-class. And it's interesting, the response, because what if what your body wants to look like is completely separate than the projections you put onto it? Because you've been working with your body before birth to get this body. Think about it. You chose your parents, although I keep asking for documentation of mine yet to surface, but, you know, I'll go with that, we chose our parents, we chose the genetic material that comes behind it. We chose when we were being conceived, we work with our bodies, okay? So, wow, completely just lost the train of thought. As Dane says, the train's left the station without me. Body, what you want to look like, right. And so, but we project onto these things. You know, I worked at a WB television studio. I had all these little teeny bopper shows where, you know, the women were this big around and were actually in the media for being too thin, but then the studios were telling them they needed to be thinner and they had to be blonde, they had to be this, or, you know, heaven forbid, when Carrie Russell cut her hair from Felicity. And, you know, it ruined the show, and it did all this. And then two seasons later, Alyssa Milano did it on Charmed, and it's just like, oh, my gosh, they cut their hair. I mean, we had to recall posters and everything. It was amazing.
Catastrophe.
It was. And so, you know, when we think we know what bodies are supposed to look like, these are the reference points we're making. Let me tell you, for behind the scenes, it's crap. It's not real. It's not true. I was such the perpetuator of it. You know, it's one of the reasons I had to leave TV is because I was telling all these people that this is what life had to be like. This is what bodies had to look like. You know, at my last sales and marketing conference in Chicago, I was in Green Bay, so we would drive down to Chicago for the big WB television network sales and marketing. You know, and our age demographic was 12 to 49. Broad range, 12 to 49, right? And the VP is up there talking, and he goes, we're figuring out, we're developing this way to market to toddlers so we can get them and keep them. And I went, I've got to leave. I have got to leave if I'm worried about marketing to a toddler to ensure that they're a consumer. And watching this and being like this, I'm like, the world's not a better place for what I've done. Actually, I think I've made it worse. Cool. I gotta go. Okay. So, ask your body what it would want to look like. Okay? And then this isn't one of those instantaneous answers. Okay? Because sometimes your body has to get you to a certain place to be able to give you the awareness of it. Okay? For Gary, he asked his body, what would you like to look like? And then he just, you know, tossed it out to the universe. Then about 4 months later, he was watching a TV show, and he saw a young kid, and he's like, and the body was like, yeah, that's it. You know, he just felt that cooling sensation of that yes. You know, he got that awareness, that crazy mind answer. Remember I talked about that earlier, that crazy mind answer of like, that's what I want to look like. Really? That's what you want to look like? Don't you know we're like 60-something and our hips can't look like that anymore? You know, all that kind of stuff. And then here, you know, his story is really interesting because he was playing frisbee with Dane, and he jumped up to catch the frisbee, and when he came back down, he actually heard his hips go crack a crack, and he like lost 2 inches in his hips. They like had redid it. They had reorganized themselves or whatever it is, and you know, made it smaller instead of, because you know, there's a point of view that as you get older, your hips widen. Apparently. I didn't know that one until. And then I asked a couple of people in the 55 old community, and they're like, yes, your hips widen as you get older. I went, I don't buy into that, okay? So anyways, and so his body had to get him to a place to where he'd get that awareness, okay? And then what you do is you pod-poc anywhere you think it's not possible, anywhere you think it has to be this or anything like that. Okay, because that's why his could change instantly like that, is because he didn't have a fixed point of view that it couldn't happen. He just went, oh, cool, thanks, body, and went on to play, okay? Me, when I first asked my body, what would you like to look like? Because When you're talking to your body, you want to say body. Anytime you find yourself saying I, that's not your body. It's you. You're going to be. Okay? Because you're acknowledging the consciousness it has. Yes, it's a part of you. Yes, it's the what you've created. But because it is of this earth, it does have a consciousness. So you want to acknowledge that. Body, what would you like to look like? Okay. And for me, I got Marilyn Monroe in her heyday. It's like I knew that one instantly. And cool, working on that. Yeah. We'll see what happens. But no fixed points of view. Do I look in the mirror every day and go, no. No, you know.
Where's that mold? Is it coming?
Yeah, exactly, right?
It's right here.
Exactly, right? Where's that eyebrow pencil? No, you know, I don't. I don't sit there and judge every day. But that is, and it's not saying, you know, I have to look like Marilyn Monroe. I'm not going to go platinum blonde or anything like that. And especially because she wasn't, right? She was Norma Jean with the dark hair. But that basic body type. We're talking hips, we're talking boobs. Can't deny it. I have both. You know what? I really like them. And, you know, once I stop fighting that, that's really cool. Oh, and I should mention, when I was my heaviest, I thought I was a friggin' giant. And if any of you stood next to me, that's kind of funny because I'm 5'2". But I'm the tallest girl in my family. We're talking mom, two sisters, eight nieces. I'm the tallest. Everybody is 4'9" to 5'1". So, like, my mom's 4'9", and my two sisters, one's 4'9" and 3/4", the other one's 4'10" and a half. I had a good 3 inches on these people, and sometimes 5. Oh, sometimes. Yeah. On my mother. You know? So, while I was wearing size 5, which is quite healthy, they were wearing zeros or double zeros. I'm like, oh! Fixed point of view, fixed point of view. I'm huge. What did I make myself? I made myself freaking huge. Is that a fixed point of view? Is that your body, consciousness going, with no point of view going, okay, bigger. I can do that. You want me to be bigger? Watch this. Oh, why are you mad that I'm bigger? You asked me. Hey, I'm confused. I don't know how I want to play with you anymore. You know? So I made myself bigger. I was a friggin' giant. And it's interesting to go, because, like, you know, we just had Thanksgiving, and I just spent all this time with my family. And it's interesting how to see the, feel the projections, you know, like being the mean and honorary sister. Now, thank heavens for the tools, not just the right body for you tools, but all the access tools. I sit there and I go, well, that's an interesting point of view. And not with malice, but I also go, you know what, that doesn't work for me. It feels heavy. I don't say this to them, because what a judgmental bitch would I be, and superior, if I went, that doesn't work for me. No! You know? I actually like my family. I enjoy them, and so I just sit there and I think, I'm like, okay, cool. Well, okay. I can be the mean honorary sister today. Not actually be it, but just go, okay, cool, and not buy it. That's the key. It's not buying the limitations. Or, I have a reputation of being, our family game is Canasta. It's card game. No one wants to sit next to me. I don't know where I got this reputation from. They're like, I don't want to give to her and I don't want to have her discard to me. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. But I don't let that affect me. Or the my mom telling everybody that we have celiacs that was run rampant in our family. You know, how many people knows what celiacs is? The gluten intolerance, right? I was told I had gluten intolerance from the early age, okay? A lot of my family members do, and they have the kind to where they can't digest anything, so they're really tiny. Well, I'm like, oh, sorry, you got the kind where you just keep everything. And I'm like, thank you.
Thanks.
Why couldn't I have got the other one? I actually spent several years going, why couldn't I have got the other kind of celiacs to where I don't digest? I could be thinner then. I mean, I did. I would whine like that in my head. And what's that doing to my body? Oof. Doesn't feel good after that, right? So that's what's interesting. So I do that. I'm like, okay, so do I have celiacs? Body, do you have celiacs? Yes. No. Not really. Okay, cool. Body, do you want to tell me for dinner? Yes. No. No. Okay. But what's interesting is... which is this, the next tool. Ask your body for anything that involves it. Okay? Anything. Obvious one is food. Okay? So, and it's usually after I've facilitated a four-day class, like foundation is 2 days and level one is 2 days, and I have expended so much energy and sugar, salt, water, and all that kind of stuff that I usually, my body wants an Italian dinner. Good Italian dinner, right? And so I would eat it, you know, the bruschetta at the beginning, the pasta and the whatever dessert and whatever, and just like, you know, carb. I have no negative side effects whatsoever. If I had celiacs, I couldn't have done that. But I ate it when my body requested it. Body, do you want Italian? Yes, okay, yeah. You know, I don't have any swelling. I don't have any gas. I don't have any allergic reactions, whatever. My body just goes, thank you. So I eat it. But I've also discovered that my body tends to prefer rice. Like, I'm a big stir-fry person. So I like rice and vegetables and that kind of stuff. And, but I'm not limiting it to the point I'm honoring it, my body, going, okay, cool. It prefers rice. Do I create then, oh, well, that's because then I can't eat bread, I can't do this, blah, blah, blah. No. You start to create these fixed points of view, and that's where you start destroying your body again. Okay? Does that make sense with the food? Okay. So you ask your body everything that, you know, about it that concerns it. Everything. What it wants to wear. Who it wants to sit next to. Who it wants to have sex with. Mm-hmm. You knew that was coming. Because he asked about tying people up real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, it came from trying not to let people escape this room. That's what it was.
Oh, see, I have other things.
The likely.
Yeah, I have other things to use ties for. And, so everything that involves the body, what position do you guys want to sit in? I mean, that's why I'm so excited to see you guys moving around, because it's like, yeah, honor your body. Body, how do you want to sit? What do you want to wear? What do you want to eat? What do you want to smell? You know, for those of you who like the incense and stuff, what do you want to smell with this, you know, everything that involves your body, ask it. Okay? That being said, I see a lot of people asking their bodies for things that don't involve it, which blow my mind. They're using it as like a divining rod. I'm not talking that. Your body's not the divining rod. It's not that superior, you know, that force we talked about, you know, everywhere you think your body has dominion over you. Everything that involves the body, which, let's be said, is, you know, 95% of your life. But be aware of that. Because when you start working with your body, your life gets easier. I swear it will. Okay? You can hold it, me to it. And, you know, if not, let's ask some questions. Okay? So everything that is, everything that brings up, can you destroy and uncreate it, please?
Yes.
Cool. Right, wrong, good, bad, hot, pop, online, shorts, boys, and beyond. Okay. And this is another one, like, with my mom, with the vitamin D. You know, I kind of jumped ahead to that. And, like, okay, so the bottle said take two. My mother said take nine, because she does that. Well, two's good, nine's great. I wish I was exaggerating, but I'm so not.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I asked my body. I will actually hold it in my hand, and I'll do the back and forth test. It's like, body, do you want, you know, is this like three? No. Two? No. One? Okay, you know, whatever it is. And then I'll ask every day, okay? I don't think, oh, just because that's what they want, the body required yesterday, that's what the body requires today. Okay. And so, and that's one of the things about access, is one of the Ten Commandments is living as the question. Because, trust me, if you're walking around all day going, body, do you want to do this, body, do you want to do this, body, you know, your head starts to spin. I see that cartoon question, or I see that cartoon, you know, where the head spins and the smoke comes out of the ears and stuff, and it's like, no, you want to live as the question, and as the question with your body, so you have that instant awareness, okay, the instant knowing. You know, access consciousness, empowering people to know that they know. Okay. And with food, if I'm ever in a restaurant and, you know, I'm not going to stand up and move back and forth or whatever, and I'm not getting a strong one way or the other gauge reaction, what I will actually do is I will imagine eating it. Oh, that's what I thought. Sorry, I just remembered an example that happened a couple days ago that I wanted to bring up. And I will actually imagine eating it and see how it feels to my body. Because even if I've never tasted it, my body knows. Okay? And so if it feels good to my body, I'll eat it. If not, I don't. Okay? Choice creates awareness. Choice creates awareness. But, you know, that's the great thing, is that's following the energy. You guys are asking this. It's not like in your universes, you're going there, so I go there. Okay? So choice creates awareness. And so when you choose to eat that, you get the awareness of how it'll feel. Okay? We've always been taught awareness creates choice. Collect data. Figure out what's the right answer. What if it's the other way around? What if choice creates awareness? Awareness does not create choice. Okay? Because, you know, there's that domino effect. It's that butterfly effect. With this choice in place, what will that create in the future? Okay? And everyone bought into the point of view that it's linear or that we can't see the future. Can you just sort of create that, please?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, my short voice, you know. And anywhere any of you went into your heads trying to figure out what it meant by see the future, because I call it copying an energetic feel. I don't actually see, well, on next Tuesday I'll be doing this. No. But with this choice in place, how does the energy feel next Tuesday? That kind of stuff. Okay? So how does it feel if I choose to eat this? Okay. The example. Okay, so remember how I was talking about you can work with your body and ask it questions. It's like, okay, body, can we fit into these pants today? Because we have nothing else to wear besides our pajamas class, right? So I was just in St. George, and we go to this restaurant, this Thai restaurant. You know, we live there. I love Thai food, rice, right? And spicy and rice. I'm in heaven. And so we go there, and, you know, we got to know the owner because of eating there all the time. And so they also do sushi. I'm not a big sushi person. My body is like, take it or leave it, you know, whatever. My body doesn't like avocados. You know, I pot-pocked it, I wish, but it just doesn't. And a lot of sushi has avocados in it. So we walk in, and the owner's son is making the sushi, and he comes over. He's like, oh, it's so good to see you, and how is it, whatever. He's like, you guys like spicy stuff? We're like, yeah. He goes, I made something new. I want you to try this. I'm like, oh. What are you going to do? Because sometimes me and my body can be a picky eater, you know? We like specific things. We're a texture team, you know? And that kind of stuff. I'm like, oh, crap. What's it going to be in front of us? So he comes over with this really pretty sushi plate. And it has something fried on the bottom. I don't know what that is. It's a little ball. And then it has tuna or salmon, I forget, on the top. And then some kind of little cream sauce and a little look like eyeball or something. I'm like, great. And my mom's just freaking out because she is like one of the, you know, worst eaters in the world. She, you know, she likes nothing. She's like, what are we going to do about this? Because I went in to try not to insult him because he's given us this great gift for free and I'm so excited to try it. And I'm like, so I cut it in half. And it has like, it's filled with cream cheese and some kind of green stuff and I don't know what it is. And I'm like, mom's like, you got to eat it. I'm like, I'm not eating this. I'm like, okay, body. And I started doing some questions. I started doing some clearings. I'm like, okay, body, what's it going to be able to take to be able to eat this? No problem. Now, I don't usually force my body to eat things it doesn't require, but I could look in his universe and know that if we went, that would have created havoc, would have created insult, it would have... The list goes on. I stop at that. I'm like, okay, yeah, I gotta get this. Yeah. What would it take for this to work, right? So I swear to goodness, I pop it in my mouth. It tastes like nothing. I taste nothing. I've done all this processing. Body, what's it gonna take to be able to eat this with ease? I taste nothing. I mean, it was the most interesting sensation to taste nothing. I felt the warmth, because he had deep fried something. So I felt the warmth, but I tasted nothing. So I didn't have all those tastes that I don't like. I'm like, oh, this is so cool. And so, and then he comes over. He's like, well, what did you guys think? And da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, okay. What does he need to hear? You know, ask questions. And so I was like, oh, you know, I really like the warmth of the deep fried. I said, because sushi is usually so cold. He's like, yeah. Da, 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 da. And he went off, and I was like,
thank you,
buddy. How exciting is that? So everywhere we think that we can't work with our bodies, and that it can't be the instantaneous communion, and that it can't change things, can we destroy and create that, please?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, online, shirt, boys, meals. Because I tell you what, my next bite of my pad thai, no problem, taste buds are back. But it was interesting and was so, and the total squirrel of it is, so we had two of them, right? Mom's like, I'm really eating this. So I had to eat half of hers, and she goes, okay, that, she goes, I said, you so owe me. And she's like, okay. I forgive you for ruining half of the 1/5 of my bladder. Because that's a running joke, is that she's had 5 kids and sat on her bladder and all kind of stuff, right? So I finally have been forgiven for my 1/5 of the of ruining the bladder because of the eating this. So I'm very excited. So. Okay. My Thanksgiving gift. All right. So, you know, begin to play with that in your body. Because it's really amazing when you're in communion with your body, the change that can happen. The world, for me, has become a magical place. I mean, it's always been magical and always like that. But what if your body is the magic wand? You know, and it helps you with this reality. Enhances it. Okay. All right. Any questions before I keep going? Did I fry y'all pretty good? Okay, cool. All right, so number 7. Your body is a sensory organism. We talked about that a little bit already, right? It is always giving you information, whether you're aware of it or not. It's always interpreting, okay? How many of us only allow the communication with our body to the point of pain? We only pay attention to our body when it's in pain. Whether there's something wrong with it. Well, this is like crap, shut up. Okay. So, everything that is, everywhere we bought that communication with our body isn't possible, or that it speaks a different language, can we destroy and uncreate that first?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, online, church, boys, and beyond. And everywhere we've been implanted, that we can't understand our body because there isn't a translation device. Can we destroy that creative place?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, online, church, boys, males. I don't know. Sometimes this stuff just comes out. I call it access to rents. That when I'm following the energy, I've never talked about an interpretation device before. So whatever that is, whoever brought that to class, thank you for letting it go and unlocking it for everybody else in the world. Appreciate it. Because, you know, and that's what I love about access classes. You know, Joy and I were talking about that. It's like, technically, the workshop tomorrow is the same 8 points. It's so not going to be the same class, though. Because of different questions, different people, different energies. I doubt we'll talk about interpretation devices tomorrow. So that's what's really neat is that I'm always so grateful for people who come to class because they bring with them keys to the universe, keys to consciousness, keys to oneness, keys to enjoying this world and having a great life. Well, or, you know, my pot, great, great's a judgment, but just a fantastic, phenomenal life that's never been seen before on this planet. So, thank you for y'all coming and bringing your stuff with you. And I'll do better. All right, so, so your body is a sensory organ. It's always giving you information. And what if, instead of ignoring your body to the point of pain, you can have the communion with your body to where barely a whisper, and you can feel it. You can hear it and interpret it however you receive it. What if you and your body could be like an open wound? Have you ever had a a stub toe, and then everybody seems to step on it. Because you're acutely aware of this wound on your toe, right? What if you could be that acutely aware of every information that your body is processing for you? What would that be like? What if, with your body, you could be aware of somebody walking in downstairs, right? Not from the point of like, oh my gosh, somebody's walking in downstairs. But, you know, why should we be limited to just this room of our awareness? Okay? And that's what one of the fun things about this stuff is, it's like, if you ignore your body, if you cut off receiving from it, how much more of your life are you also cutting off? How much more are you not willing to receive? And something we found in Access is money flows are a receiving problem. And not receiving starts with your body. You want to increase your money flows? Include your body. It's interesting. That's another side effect. You know, I came to Access because my life had to change, my body changed, and my money flows changed. It's awesome. I didn't expect that to happen. I just knew something different had to be. Okay? So, how much of your life and how much of your receiving are you cutting off by cutting off your body? Everything that is going to be destroyed in a creative place.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, and line, George, boys, and girls. And what awareness with your body are you unwilling to perceive, be unwilling to know, be perceived, receive? That if you're willing to perceive, know, be, and receive it, would change all realities and non-realities and manifest as a life of ease, a life of joy, and a life of glory, which glory is the exuberant expression of abundance, using this sense. So everything that doesn't allow that, and everywhere you think you had to understand a word I just said, will you destroy them creatively?
Yes.
Right, Pocus, Pocus, my shirt, voice, and beyond.
Yeah, I can say that again, because you lost me there.
I will try.
There's a recorder.
There is a recorder. Oh, and that's another thing. If you guys will make sure and sign up doing the, if you give me your email address at the registration, I'll email you guys an MP3 to the class.
Cool.
So you guys can have it. Because that's the great thing, is the processing will keep running. And you'll hear it, and you'll get deeper. And oh, totally. And, you know, and let me interject with this. Your body requires sugar, salt, and water. Okay? And energy. And your body, after an Access class, after you get your bars run, which is a whole other body process we haven't even talked about yet, after you get your bars run, or after you do some verbal processing, it will dissipate your body. Okay. Let me get this out.
It requires things.
It does. I'm trying to think of how it, or my body was like onto the chip, so I was trying to bring it back. But see, this is another fun thing, is it's like, I asked my body, did you want to adjust to the chip? It said no. But it wanted to receive some of the energy from it. So I was just giving my body that second to take some of the energy from it. And that was me going, we still in the room, what's going on? My body was having a moment. Okay, your body requires sugar, salt, water, okay, in whatever form it requests at the time, okay? And after you do an Access class, after you do any verbal processing, please honor your body and give it sugar, salt, water, in whatever form it is asking, okay? Why? Why do we stress that the bodies need sugar, salt, water after an Access class? Because sugar, these verbal processing while they seem, oh yeah, a bunch of words or whatever, you know, when you feel the energy shift and change, whatever it is, they are so dynamic that it actually zaps your blood sugar. That's why a lot of people will fall asleep in access classes. Hmm. And because it zaps your blood sugar. It's such dynamic and changing things around, it will actually change the sugar balance in your body. Okay? And then salt and water. Why do we need that for an access class? Salt and water are a conductor. Okay? Yeah. And we're moving so much energy around that it's actually dissipating the salt and the water in your body. Because we're shifting that energy around and dissipating it, we're letting it go. So, after an access class, please, 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 please have sugar, salt, water. The longer classes, we have lots of sugar, salt, water around.
I was going to say, are we doing margaritas? They got a recharge.
Yeah, that should get all the bases in one.
Yeah.
We're efficient like that.
Salt, sugar.
Absolutely.
And water.
And some screaming, yeah.
One of my...
energy.
One of my constant conversations with my mother is I think that M&M's are a whole food. It has sugar, has salt, has protein.
How funny.
Right? She's like, no, it's horrible. I'm like, oh, I love it. You know, but my body, every once in a while, it loves some peanut M&M's. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, I usually have one of those small little bags in my freezer. Then I'll go and pop some. Do I eat them all the day? No, but you know what?
Sometimes?
Absolutely. Because, and I think, honestly, I think that was one of the reasons I was able to shift my body so dynamically is because of the stuff I learned from my mother. Because a lot of people on access to, like, oh, sugar, salt, water, chips, and candy. And yeah, that has its place, and sometimes the body really wants that, and I enjoy it. I do. Give me some caramel. I had a caramel apple the other day. That was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I had it like I like it. I had a bowl of caramel and an apple. And then I did the, you know, that way you get caramel in every bite. Works for me. And so I was able to go, okay, body requires, you require some sugar. You require some salt. Ha, we don't have a candy bar here. How would you like to receive it or whatever? Oh, cheese and crackers and grapes. I eat cheese, crackers, and grapes a lot because I love the red grapes. It's a sugar. The cracker is a carb, which is a sugar, and the cheese is a protein. It has salt in it. I'm like, you know. And not that I put that much thought into it. I was really just asking my body, but I knew there was other possibilities. But, you know, peanut M&Ms and Doritos. Those are two things. Every time I have, like, a long class, peanut M&M's, Doritos.
Nice.
I love it. Anyways. And me and my mom have the... Because my mom's the co-host on the radio show. Mm-hmm. It's called Access to Magic. And we talk about access stuff, the different points of view or whatever. Like, this morning, I don't even think I mentioned access. But I caused a little bit of stir because I... My topic this morning was, what if charity was just an interesting point of view? Hmm. And my tagline was, get rid of the judgment, not the act. Like, everywhere we're judging that people are needy or pathetic and that we're superior to them, so we should help them. It's like, get rid of the judgment, just the act. Or get rid of the judgment, not the act. And so you listen to any of my shows, me and my mom are always going into peanut M&M's. So one of my favorite topics to harass me about. So cute. It's called Access to Magic. It actually broadcasts out of Utah, and it's my show.
Can you get it off the internet?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. It broadcasts out of the studio, but it streams live, and I have this many shows archived.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've been doing it for 3 years now, 3 years in October, which is funny. Oh, and I didn't tell you that part of my story. I used to be shy, really painfully shy, which is funny for somebody in promotions. Mm-hmm. Or head of promotions. My job was to stand in front of people and talk to people. You know, like, we premiered the very first Harry Potter, you know, so we got to do it a couple days early. We handed out tickets. We did a contest. Woohoo! You know. I paid somebody else to stand in front of the movie theater crowd and welcome people. I couldn't do it. Sent fear, shivers, and just, I couldn't do it. Or I would let the radio station, because you always partner, there was always a TV station and a radio station, right? I would let the TV station go underrepresented and let the radio station do it all. Because they had the DJs, they had the personalities, they were, you know, like, I'm like, talking. Yeah. I'm going to be right here in the corner, in the dark. Where the movie theaters were dark, it was cool. I'd stand in the corner. No one could see me. But that's all changed with this access. You know, now I do these classes, now I do a radio show. I've been able to talk on the air. You know, I would run wars for radio shows, and if they're like, oh, will you just say, you know, the following show is recorded? I couldn't do that. My voice crackled, and I sweat, and now I can't show up. So the fact that it's my radio show cracks the hell out of me. Because I've been doing radio shows with my mom since I was 12. And I say something. They can't hear this wind move across this microphone when you're shaking your head. Say something. No. So you can hear it. I have archive shows. There's a little listen button on my website to listen to it live. So it's a lot of fun. What was the point of that? Oh, yeah, my mom harassing me. Total squirrel. All right, so. And she's my co-host because it used to be her hour. She had 3 hours. And her old co-host was a psychic and left. And so I got to take the spot and change it a little bit. All right, so. Eighth tool. Who does this belong to? Okay. What if you're far more empathic and you're far more psychic than you give yourself credit for? Okay. So what if 98% of your thoughts, feelings, emotions, and points of view aren't even yours? And everything that is and everything that brings up, would you be willing to destroy them, create it, and look at a new possibility? Not look at a fact, but look at a new possibility.
Yes.
Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all night, short, boys, and beyond. Okay. And when dealing with your body, 50 to 100% often that's going on is not yours. That being said, if you stub your toe, guess what? It's yours. Okay. So I'm not saying everything that doesn't, you know, is not yours. But what's interesting is it's like how much, okay, we talked about our body being a sensory organ, right? Always interpreting things, always telling us how other people are feeling, what's going on, danger, you know, danger, Will Robinson, all that kind of stuff. Why wouldn't it pick up on people's ailments as well? And if we're all natural healers, why wouldn't our body try to heal that for people as well? Okay. My mom, as a nutritionist, is a dynamic healer. But she did it, past tense, thank you, access, by trying to take it into her body and heal it. Not on a cognitive level. She wasn't sitting there going, give me your sickness, give me your illness, I will fix it. No, that's not what she was saying. But we seem to have this implant that we have to understand it to get the full depth of it, the breadth of it, to be able to fix it. And so some way our bodies are taking this on. And for her, she would take this on and she was destroying her body. Okay. And then she got this, who does this belong to, tool. And it changed her life. She started feeling better. She started letting go of everything. And she was like, oh, it's not mine. It's theirs. Okay? For me, the great example of this is I was sitting at JFK Airport. And I went, oh, my heart hurts. For 10 seconds, I went, oh, my gosh, my heart hurts. I have a heart problem. And I could literally see a future of doctor's visits, shortness of breath, having a hard time walking, surgery, and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh. And then I went, wait a minute. I have a tool for that. You know, kind of like, yeah, I have an app for that. I have a tool for that. And I went, who does this belong to? Okay. And when you ask that question, if it lightens up at all, thought, feeling, emotion, sensation, if you ask this question, who does this belong to, it lightens up at all, it's not yours. Okay. So what you want to do is return to sender. I say with consciousness attached. Return to center with consciousness attached. So it's kind of like, here you go. You can have it back. But you aren't actually returning it to them. Okay? Because did they give it up, or do you just have an awareness of it?
Just have an awareness of it.
Yeah. So, you know, because I have a lot of people try to martyr themselves. Well, I don't want to return it to them because if they feel better, I can handle it. No, no. You and your body are just having an awareness of it. Thank you, body, for the awareness. I don't have to feel it to perceive it. So thank you. Return to sender.
with consciousness attached. Okay? So, back to my story. So I'm sitting in JFK, I have these heart problems.
The guy next to you falls over.
Huh?
The guy next to you just falls over.
Kind of, yeah. And so that's what was funny. So sometimes you get the awareness of who's it belonged to, but you don't have to. It's just if it lights up, it's not yours. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I have a tool for that. Who does that belong to? Oh, yeah, it's not mine. I don't have a heart problem. Mm-hmm. 35. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have a heart problem. And so then from about here to where that corner is, I see an elderly couple, and the woman goes, oh, honey, is your heart hurting again? I was like, holy crap. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Gary Douglas. Because what were we talking earlier about if our bodies are nothing but a sum of our fixed points of view and our judgments? In that 10 seconds, I went, oh, my heart hurts. I started creating that future of illness, of heart problems, shortness of breath, surgeries. Wait a minute, who's this belong to? Oh, it's not mine. So how many other projections from other people have we bought as ours and created into our body? Everything that is, and everywhere we've done that dynamically, can we just straight and create that, please?
Yes.
Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, all night, shorts, boys, and beyond. And, you know, on the sheet I have some home play, and I don't know if this is on there here, so try to remember, or listen to the MP3 later. And what you want to do is go back through your life, especially like with your family and stuff, and find things like, oh, we just have celiacs in our family, sorry, you're doomed. Okay. Is that my point of view? Who does that belong to? Did I buy that as real and true? Is it body? Yes, you are. Yes, no. Start going through and implementing these tools. Yeah, they're 8 separate tools, but they're all one. They all work together. Okay? So start going back through your life and looking at that and going, where did I buy this as real and true? Oh, that's not mine. Cool, return to sender. And then the clearing statement, which you don't have to remember what the clearing statement is because it's all energy. You can actually just say clearing statement or whatever that crazy lady in class said the other day. It works. Trust me, my mom did it that way for the first month. Whatever Dane said, fuck, you're cheating. but it works, you know. That's because I was just anal. I like every word. I like to know. I had to give that up, too. Dane was, ironically, my very first facilitator. And so he stood up there, he's like, you know, would you be willing to give up understanding? No. I want to understand everything. He's like, well, look at the word. He goes, you're standing under. You know, and that's kind of what I was talking about. We have this implant that to help people, we have to know everything. So we take their illness on, we take their insanities on, we take their points of view on, because I have to fully experience it to be able to help shift the changes. What if you didn't? What if you could have the full awareness of it and perceive it without buying it as real and true? And on the other half of that, how much are you doing other people a disservice by buying into their insanities? Does that not just perpetuate the cycles? You know, we've all done that. Yeah, he was a schmuck. He shouldn't have done that. He was mean. And then, yeah, you were a victim. He was so mean to you. You know, whatever, you know. We've had these conversations. Are we actually helping this person by going, yeah, you were a victim. He was an asshole. No. You know? So this is why you go back through your life, look at these points of view, and see if it's true for you. Does it make you feel light? Does it make you feel heavy? And if it makes you feel heavy, you go, all right, anywhere I bought that is real and true, return to center, destroy and uncreate it. Okay? So, it is the home play. Whenever you find yourself judging your body, stop and step into gratitude. Okay? This is for me one of the keys is gratitude and judgment cannot coexist. Okay? So, that morning, that litany of judgments, oh, that sagging, oh, bad hair day, or did you look like that yesterday, or, you know, whatever it is, anytime you start doing that, stop. And go, okay, gratitude. Thank you, body, for not kicking my ungrateful butt out last night. You know? Thank you for the ability to breathe. Thank you for the ability to walk. Thank you for the ability to
feel the cat rubbing on my leg right now. You know, thank you for the ability to laugh, the ability to smile, or whatever it is. You know, just find that gratitude. The judgment will vanish. Okay? So that's some of the home plate is step out. Anytime you find yourself doing judgment of you or your body, because, yeah, these tools are all about the body, but you can kind of see where I'm kind of weaving in that it's about life. You change your body, your life changes. You change your life, your body changes. Okay? It's interconnected. And anywhere you, any decisions, judgments, conclusions, and computations, projections, separations, expectations, or rejections, which I like to call DJCCs or pissers. Projections, separations, expectations, rejections, pissers. Any of what your body has to look like, should act, shouldn't be, that aren't even yours, or that you bought as yours, will you destroy and uncreate them, please?
Yes.
Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, my shorts, boys, and bands. Because just look at it for a moment. If you stop judging your body, if just that possibility, how much more expanded does your life become just with that one thing? Can you guys perceive that? If it's like, yeah, without that judgment, so much else is possible in my life. I love the energy that just started. That's exciting. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm an energy freak now. It's kind of fun. All right, so here's the other part of the home plate. 1 hour a day, do something to nurture you and your body. Okay? Some days it may be taking a nap. Some days it may be getting up and in front of the computer. That's mine a lot. Because a lot of my time I spend in front of the computer. When I'm not in class, I'm in front of the computer. And I will stop. I will get out. Sometimes I'll just walk around. Sometimes I'll take a nap. Sometimes I'll watch a show. Sometimes I'll do some yoga or some Pilates or... sometimes it's eating lunch, depending on, you know, what's going on that part of the day. But do something 1 hour a day to nurture you and your body. And this is a way of starting to bring back your body into your life. Okay? Because what if it's not about controlling your body? What if it's about working with your body? It was really interesting because I went to see Cirque du Soleil in Vegas, the show O.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it several times. I live 2 hours away from Vegas. We went to Vegas a lot. People were just like, let's go to Vegas. Okay. So I saw O a lot. And has anybody either seen or know what Cirque du Soleil is?
Yes, it's in town right now.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh,
I want to go.
I want to go.
It's only this weekend, too.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, crap. I need to pay more attention to newspapers.
On the Toyota Center tonight, 8 o'clock.
Tomorrow at 1 and 5.
What?
Tomorrow 1 and 5.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
I really want to go.
It's tomorrow. So fun. Cirque du Soleil are so amazing, and it would be great to do it after this class, honestly, because for me, when I first saw the Cirque du Soleil, I sat there going, wow, look what they can do with their bodies, how neat, you know, and then after I had done all these tools, reconnect with my body, you know, had a good time and all that kind of stuff, I went to see O again, same show, and I could look at people the same, you know, that they were doing the same routine or whatever, and I could see the people working with their bodies and the ones that were forcing their bodies into submission, into these abilities. What just feels lighter, working with your body or forcing them to do this? You know, and you could literally feel the people who were working with their bodies, how much more of an ease they had. You could tell they enjoyed life more. Instead of the, oh, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this, because my body should be able to do this. And if I can't do this, then I can't do my job. And what am I going to do with my life? And I'm not going to let my body stop me. This is going to work, blah, 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 you know, and all this kind of stuff. It's kind of like my pseudo-sister-in-law. You know, I use these examples, I swear to goodness, I wish I was exaggerating. But my pseudo-sister-in-law she's a nurse. That's my favorite part of the story, is that she's a nurse. And she was also doing this ice skating, And then she, like, pinched a nerve or something in her back, and so every time she was ice skating, it started hurting. So, let's ask, you know, we could ask a question. Body, what would it take to change this? Body, what would it take to, you know, whatever, right? Start asking questions of her body. What did she do? She went and had surgery and had it severed so it didn't hurt anymore. What? That's forcing your body. Yeah, and you know what? It still hurts. Now it's just something else hurts. Because she wasn't asking questions. See, and that's what I'm saying. It's like, what else is possible with you with your body?
According to that, just needs to sever all the nerves.
I know. Right. Isn't that amazing?
Right.
I know.
Interesting point of view there.
Totally. You know, and so...
Wow. Jeez. Man's got other pain.
No judgment.
My friend just had that. No judgment, but I said, he just got cut, and now he's got all this other stuff going on. I'm like, okay, we just told you to go to yoga. It's right upstairs.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and what is it is, and... You know, in the whole, you know, you brought up Bamchi's point of view and no judgment, which is, you know, it's a lot of the foundation class. But it's like, if they would have stopped for 10 seconds and gone, what else is possible here? Body. Instead of assuming you know and not asking, okay? So everywhere we have been implanted with the point of view that we should... rule our bodies. And it almost feels like a religious point of view. You know, somewhere it's like, you know, that whole the flesh is, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And so we must force our bodies into supplication, into subjugation, into, you know. And in that way, we've been told we can win. Everything that is. And anything I haven't asked for, but that energy is just there that you just can't even put a word to it. Can we please destroy them, create that?
Yes.
Thank you, right, wrong, good, bad, on top of my shorts, boys, and beyonds.
And also, like, for me, like, a feeling of, like, you don't trust yourself. Like, this doctor says this, or someone else tells you this, so they must know better than I would know.
Exactly. And that's why I say, ask questions. You know, I got all these supplements from my mother. What's the first thing I did? Asked a question of my body. I love my mother. I respect her opinion so much, but it's my body. Who knows more what's going on with you and your body than you? You know,
body.
I...
Huh? Your body.
Yeah. You know, and then that's what I always say with, like, doctors and stuff. If you have a doctor and they mind you asking questions, find a new doctor. Okay? Because are there energy bodies that are the same?
No.
So why should the medication be the same for each person? You know, when they first started doing chemotherapy, they gave the same amount of radiation to a 100-pound woman as a 200-pound man. Mm. No, it's going to be different. So why wouldn't we think something as simple as vitamin D is going to be different for each person and every day? Are our bodies static? Are they the same every day? No. So why wouldn't how much we take or what we wear or what's required? You know, I go through phases. It's like for a week, I want to do nothing but walk. And then for a week, I want to do nothing but yoga. And then for a week, it's like, you know, whatever my body's wanting. So everywhere we're looking for, when we have the answer right, we can't change it. When we know what our body wants, we finally have the answer. And we can't ever change it. And then we lock the right choice in. Can we just start and create that?
Yes.
Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, top, bottom, my shirt, boys, and beyond. I can just keep going, but does anybody have any questions? Yeah, like I said, I used to, you know, not talk, and now I don't shut up.
What do you say, like, when after we say yes? Could you slow down?
Absolutely. Okay, what I say is right and wrong, good and bad, pod, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds.
Beyond.
Yeah. Okay, so let me ask
like
you.
Like beyond, but no say. Like beyond.
Beyond, yeah. And.
Beyond. Oh, yeah. On hearing, I keep
going
like,
Beyonce?
I'm going say. It's like, when was your draw? Or what's the word? What's the game where you say the word and then you answer? Never mind. No judgment.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. It's 4 o'clock. Technically, I should be letting you guys go, but if you want, I can explain a little bit more detail what the clearing statement is.
Okay, cool. That's good.
Okay. Because I was so proud that it was like... So right, wrong, good, and bad stands for what's right, wrong, correct, imperfect, wrong, negative, and all that kind of stuff. What it is like everywhere we think we've got it right, we think we have it figured out, and the polarity of that. Okay? So every time we think we have it wrong, there's a right, and every time we think it's right, there's a wrongness, it's the polarity of that. So everywhere that part of the clearing statement goes to that. That everywhere we have the right answer or the wrong answer or the right limitation. Which is funny, I have the right limitation. You know, new class, right limitation for me, right? But we do. It's so funny. It's like, well, it was right for my mom, so it must be right for me. You know, what's that old story about the ham that, you know, they put the ham at Easter. They cut off the butt of the ham. And one day the daughter says, Mom, why do I do this? Why do I cut off the butt of the ham? There's a ton of ham in there. So she's like, and the mom goes, I don't know, you know, my mom did it. So they went to the grandmother and said, well, why did you cut off the butt of the ham? There's a lot of ham in there. What's going on? And she's like, oh, it didn't fit in the pan. And three generations later, they're still cutting it off. Yeah, because they didn't ask a question. Okay.
Like, oh, so-and-so did this, or, you know.
Exactly. This is why I can't, you know, okay, that light heavy tool and ask a question. Nothing else. Ask a question about everything. Ask a question for your body. Ask a question, you know, to your body. Ask a question to your doctors. Ask a question of your life. Okay, ask questions, the light heavy tool. Okay, so right, wrong, good, and bad. And then, what did I say? Right, wrong, good, and bad. Pod, POC. Pod and POC. POC, POD. POC is point of creation. Okay, so somewhere we created this limitation. We created this decision, this judgment. We locked it into place. We thought, hey, you know what? This is a good idea. I'm going to make this, I'm going to cement it in. Okay? So what the energy is, the pop, point of creation part of it, is it's going back and you are reversing that. You're taking it out of your universe, okay? So whether you made this decision when you were 5, or last lifetime, or 10 lifetimes ago, or, you know, whatever it is, energetically, you can go to those places and switch it, okay? You reverse it. You take it out of your universe. So you go back to that point of creation and reverse it, okay? Every once in a while, you'll hear me say the long, instead of just will you destroy it and create it? When I first got into Access, it was even longer. It was everything that is, will you receive, recant, reclaim, renounce, denounce, destroy, and uncreate it. And it keeps getting faster. Now it's just, will you destroy and uncreate it. But what you're doing, why I like to bring that up, is because you say, will you rescind, renounce, reclaim. So what you're doing is you're reclaiming who you were before you created that limitation. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's that POC, POC. POD is the point of destruction, okay? How much energy do we spend fighting for a point of view that may have been right when we were a kid, but we know that's no longer true? Somewhere we're like, I know, but it was right once. I have to keep justifying it that I made this. Or like, you know, have we ever had that ex-boyfriend or that ex-girlfriend where we go, no, it was right to be with them at that time, or no, he's still right for me. It's good. And we destroy ourselves to keep that right choice in place, okay? So point of destruction is from the from that point of the point of creation, we started destroying ourselves, keeping that limitation in place, okay? So with the POC, the POC, we've reversed that. It also changes the point of destruction everywhere we've been destroying ourselves since then. So that's why we show up now differently, okay? Is because that point of destruction, that's also gone. Okay. Does that make sense? Okay. All nine stands for the 9 layers of the clearing statement. Okay. I have my foundation book for my computer. I can show you. And it's actually 9 different layers that you can ask for Gary doesn't even remember what they are anymore, really. And instead of, you know, they have it written out in the book. Fortunately, we don't have to say it. We just say nine layers. So all nine, the nine layers of the energetic layers. Right, wrong, good, bad, bad, back, all nine. Shorts. All right. Shorts stands for what the rewards and punishments and these, what you've made significant about it. Sorry, I'm reading my book. When I close my eyes like that, I'm reading my book. Or looking at the energy. So, what you have made the rewards and the punishments for it, and what you've made significant and insignificant about it. Okay? These are the shorts. And what we mean by that is it's like the my mother hates it when my stepdad takes the garbage out. He'll take the garbage out from underneath the sink, take it out of the trash bin, and he'll take the trash out, cool. Then he'll leave the empty trash bin in the middle of the kitchen without a trash bag, as if to say, hey, I took the trash out, you get to put a new layer in. You know, it bugs the crap out of her, but she's made it so insignificant. But she sounds like, it doesn't matter, it's okay, it's just one little thing. And so, you know, she throws it out to the universe. And so, and then, you know, one day he drops a chip or something, and she freaks out at him because everything that she's made so insignificant, she's actually made so significant. She puts so much judgment and, you know, in putting insignificant, she's multiplied it, okay?
And kind so of like she's denying how she really feels about it. Yeah. Like, oh, no, that shouldn't mean anything.
Yeah.
It really does.
Exactly. Exactly. Instead of doing something like asking a question, they've been married for 10 years. Hey, honey, why do you do that? Ask a question. Why do you do that? Oh, well, you know. But no, she makes it insignificant. And so, you know, then everything comes raining down and she freaks out for no reason. And vice versa. You know, I've seen it both ways. It's like, I don't have fun. So, and then what's the punishments and what's the rewards for it? Because we always think that if we get the right answer, we get things right, we get our life right, we get our body right, we get a reward. Somewhere in there, there must be a pony. You know? There must be something in there, right? And then what's the punishment for that? We're always looking for, we did wrong. They're going to find out. They're going to come get us. You know, and how many lifetimes did they come get us? You know, and so everywhere in any lifetime that they did come get us, and so we're still waiting for the shoe to drop or them to come get us, whoever they are, for whatever we think we did wrong. Can we just try and create that phase?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. We're going to have online shirts, boys, and beyond. Okay, so instead of saying all that, rewards, punishments, maybe it's something we would say shorts. Like I said, it's all about shorts. But I love it. It's fast. Right, wrong, good, bad, fun, fuck, online shorts. Boys. Boys stand for these nucleated energetic spheres, okay? S-P-E-R, or S-P-H-E-R. I didn't think I had an accent until I started traveling around. They're like, where are you from? I'm like, West Coast. That's funny. So, these nucleated spheres, okay? So, has anybody here done work about peeling the onion or heard about peeling the onions of your lives and getting to those outer, the inner layers?
Mm-hmm.
Do we ever actually seem to get to the inner layers?
No.
No. No, you know, all it does is make us cry, as Gary says. I love that man. Sometimes it's like, why change things around? He just says it's so fun. And so what Gary and Dane looked at, and they saw this, is that they were actually these nucleated spheres. And like the layers of the onions, you know, you take off a layer and then it grow back. You take off a layer and grow back. Well, with these nucleated spheres, what it is have you guys ever seen those kids' bubble pipes where it's that big flat surface and then it's kind of like the whack-a-mole game? You know, all the bubbles come up on this flat sphere and you poke this one, poke this one, poke this one, poke this one, poke this one. And so that's what we spend our lives doing, is a lot of like poking these, you know, peeling the layers of the onion and poking the bubbles. But they just keep growing more bubbles, keep growing more layers. Because what it is are these nucleated spheres. And so in that scenario, we're popping the effect, but not the cause. And so with asking the nucleated spheres to dissipate, what it is, instead of popping the bubbles or peeling the layers, we get this kid to stop blowing over here. You know, the source of the bubbles is this kid blowing on this pipe. Mm-hmm. And so the nucleus spheres actually go to the source of whatever's creating this, the energetic source. Mm-hmm. So instead of giving you a Band-Aid, you actually heal what's going on. Okay? Mm-hmm. So that's the nucleus spheres. Beyonds are one of my favorites. Beyonds are everything beyond thought, beyond sensation, beyond everything. What it does is anything that stops you and your body in its tracks. Okay? One of my favorite examples is, have you ever walked into that grocery store or someplace, you know, a public place, and you see that ex-boyfriend or that ex-girlfriend? And you kind of do the, that's a beyond. Do I run? Did he see me? That's a beyond. You're locked into this, okay? And sometimes it's an inability to receive. You know, I received a phone call on Thanksgiving Day, and it actually sent me into a beyond because I had a hard time receiving it. You know, this person said, oh, you know, I'm just so grateful that, you know, you're doing this. And I'm like, thank you. And it locked me into a beyond of like, bah, 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 bah. You know? And so we also ask for these beyonds to reverse, okay? So all the beyonds creating the eternal beyonds, can we destroy and uncreate those leads?
Yes. Okay.
Right, wrong, good, bad, up, off, online, shows, boys, and girls.
Huh? I said A. Beyonds.
A. That's like my family will say, every time you say queso, somebody will say cheese. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, so any questions on the Claire statement? Like I said, that's all it is just asking the energy to reverse and set yourself free from limitation. That's more of the elongated version, but that's it. So, here you go. Any other questions? Yes, Peter. Any other questions? Cool. All right, so I also said it's
every statement.
Oh,
it's Dickens on the Stream.
Oh,
have fun.
Well, thank you for coming.
Thanks so much.
Did you get your email on the assignment?
Yeah, I'll send it in.
You're receiving.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Okay, so I also said I gave you 10 things to be grateful about having a body. So here are 10 things that I came up with that you can be grateful to have a body right now.
Okay, cool.
No judgment involved. It's just like, okay, cool, I have a body. Okay. And here are the 8 points that we talked about, the technical ones that were on the thing. But like I said, if you make sure and give me your email address, I will send you an MP3.
Thank you.
So you can actually maybe recall something of what I said. Because you know what? I have no idea what I said. Honestly. It's like you asked me to run that process again. I'm like, sure. It's following the energy. I have no idea. So. Any questions?
Thank you so much.
Yay, thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you guys for coming. This is so, like I said, I'm so grateful for everybody that shows up and that they bring with them these things to shift and change. You know, I've done a lot of fun things in my life. You know, in my media world, you know, I hung out with stars and everything. And literally, a 2-hour class with you guys is funner than anything I've ever done with that. Every class is a gift to me, so thank you. Because I get to shift and change, too. The processes work on me, not just you guys. So thank you.
These are great. These are awesome.
Thank you.